Head out on vacation. Plan something for 2024. And with the help of editor-in-chief of Cruise Critic, Colleen McDonald, and maybe we'll set sail somewhere, find out our destination. Good morning, Colleen. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bruce. How about yourself?
Well, I'm ready to get out on the waters. What? Let's talk about cruising. Is it still exciting? Is it something that people are still doing a lot of? And why is it such a great value?
Yeah, so cruising is absolutely something that people are doing a lot of. In fact, we're seeing numbers that are higher than ever in the industry when it comes to passengers on board. And one of the reasons people love sailing is truly because it is hassle-free and it is stress-free. You book once, and then virtually everything is taken care of for you. You unpack just one time, you wake up in a new destination every day, and you get excellent, friendly service along the way. It is truly the best vacation value there is out there. When you compare pricing with similar land-based vacations, cruising is simply more inclusive because it includes your amazing meals, your lodging, world-class entertainment, and transportation to multiple destinations. It's also the best way to get some of those really popular destinations off your bucket list, like Europe and Alaska.
And not to mention that the ships are like entertainment in themselves.
Absolutely. Some people just sail to stay on the ship and do all of the amazing activities that there are on the ship.
And we also talk about going on trips with families. You plan something like that. Why does it work so well for families? I guess something for everybody would be the start, right?
You nailed it. There is absolutely something for everybody when it comes to cruising. You can, be as chill as you want. You can hang by the pool. You can visit the spa. Or you can load up your day with activities like go-kart racing, laser tag, or even mini golf.
Wait, you just said go-kart racing. I'm on the ship?
On the ship. So actually, yes, Norwegian Cruise Line has go-kart racing tracks on several of its ships, including its new and award-winning class of Prima class ships.
Wow, that's kind of, I'd heard of, sort of like amusement rides of sorts, but go-kart racing, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's competitive too, Bruce.
Right. Let's talk about maybe planning a trip. What's the best way to do? What are some tips getting ready for that destination and that excursion?
Well, at Cruise Critic, we always recommend doing your research. Cruise lines visit literally hundreds of destinations around the world. So sites like Cruise Critic can help you nail down your dream destination and match you to exactly the right ship. Also, booking ahead is the only way to guarantee that you get the ship, the itinerary, the cabin, and the price that you want. New ships, like the ones I just mentioned, are in high demand. These are loaded with activities and ideal for families. But because they're in such high demand, we recommend booking them as far in advance as you can. It's really a great time to start thinking about your summer 2024 vacation.
What about any deals that we can expect either now or either coming up? What's the thought?
Yeah, well, Black Friday is just around the corner, and we have discovered that this really is the best time of year to book a cruise. So families looking to nail down that vacation for next year could really find some great deals right now. For example, Norwegian Cruise Line is already offering 50% off all of its cruises. And it also has the additional promotion. They call it Free at Sea. And this includes up to 6 perks, including free unlimited open bar, free round-trip airfare for a second guest, free specialty dining, and much more. And these deals apply to all of the line ships and itineraries.
Talking this morning with Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic, Colleen McDaniel, where are some of the popular destinations? Where would that be across the globe?
Well, families can explore and enjoy bucket list destinations like Europe via cruise. Norwegian, for example, offers immersive itineraries in European ports, and these stay in port longer, so families get a chance to bond and explore something new together. Alaska is also hot, and this is one of the most picturesque destinations in all of the world. It also happens to be one of my personal favorite places to visit. And this is great for families because you can catch wildlife sightings together, spend time in nature, or learn about new cultures and the people who live there. But let's not forget about the Caribbean, because this is always a popular destination for its beaches and its sunshine. And Norwegian Cruise Line's new ship, Norwegian Aqua, will offer a series of Caribbean sailings starting in summer of 2025.
Wow, lots of great things to do, and it's sometimes you talk about an all-in-one type of a trip, and it, as you say, unpacking once, which is always good, and you don't have to worry about the kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Because you're always there, no matter where you are.
If people, great point.
Right? If people want to get more information about what we've talked about today, maybe start their planning for 2024. Where's a good start?
To read reviews from cruisers just like them, they can visit cruisecritic.com. And for more information on cruising and a lot of the deals and information I just talked about, they can visit ncl.com.
Sounds great. I'm sure there's a lot of interactive pictures and images and be able to see what your cabin looks like and as well as what the ship and all the other activities that are going on. Colleen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting us excited about tourism.